I used to clog on that song up until I was 8.5 months pregnant, which was up until, let's see, last May, I guess. We'd have a person who could deliver the baby next to the stage every time I performed it last month, just in case. But I thought, oh, it'll be easier to clog after the baby comes out. But then I didn't realize that I'd be like a big bloated cow full of milk. Is that too much information? Not enough information. Perfect.
So. I'm still trying to figure out where babies come from. So just.
Oh, poor Fleck.
Well, we're getting close to the end of this thing, huh?
We are. So we're going to. Oh, yeah, guys.
What a lovely day to be outside playing music. And before we go, I want to see you show your skills on the banjo a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I don't usually play solos. I'm more of an old-time musician. Do you guys, are you guys hip? You sound like you are hip to the difference between old-time and bluegrass music. Well, if you aren't, in old-time music, there pretty much is no soloing. It's just like one simple tune over and over and over again. It's super trance-like, and you just get all tranced out. It's really sweet. And then in bluegrass, it's a bunch of dudes that are showing off.
That's where the egotists hang out, in the bluegrass bands.
So Bayless said if I was going to play one of his tunes, which is what we're going to do next, it's called New South Africa, that I had to learn how to solo for it. So I find that incredibly intimidating and even angering, but you do things in marriage you never thought you'd do, so I'm going to try and take a really shitty solo. Okay.
I take the garbage out sometimes.